Øystein Elgaas vient de, donc, de Norvège, de l'agence FOL, VO2L. Bon, voilà, on a dit que Woodrise c'était aussi une occasion d'aller vers les superlatifs. Hein, donc, FOL sont en train de construire la structure bois la plus élevée au monde, hein, 84 mètres en bois. Donc dans une petite ville de 10 000 habitants, Brumunddal, c'est au bord d'un lac. Donc on connaît un peu la force de la filière bois dans les pays scandinaves. Et on attendait bien évidemment que ça vienne probablement de là. Ça aurait pu aussi venir d'un autre pays. Mais voilà, aujourd'hui, la tour la plus élevée en bois est construite, elle est faite. Et elle est en Norvège, elle est en point, en finalisation. Donc, Øystein, please go ahead and try to. I will be translating simultaneously.
So, everybody, I'm afraid my French is so bad. I have forgotten most of it that I learned at school, so I have to do this presentation in English. So, luckily, we have a. Translation at the same time. The idea is here that as an architect in charge of overseeing the construction of Mjøstårnet, I will give you an insight on how this project came to be.
Donc je vais vous donner un aperçu de la façon dont ce projet a été conçu.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about our design process from our first initial sketches to have reached our distinct final design for this building.
Ce que j'ai envie de vous montrer, c'est vraiment le processus des premières esquisses jusqu'à la finalisation.
Voll Arkitekter is a company situated in Trondheim in Norway. We have 22 employees. Oh. And our vision is that all the project we do should be built. Yeah. We always strive to take the project one step further. We don't like ID project that never leaves the sketching phase.
Voilà, donc on est une entreprise basée à Trondheim. On peut dire l'idée derrière, le concept fondamental de notre équipe, c'est vraiment de construire. On est des bâtisseurs, on n'aime pas tellement les projets sur papier ou les projets virtuels. On veut vraiment aller vers la concrétisation.
So with this in mind, taking on the vision of Arthur Bucart, our builder, to design the world's tallest timber structure was an overwhelming task for us. It was challenging, but it was just a task we couldn't say no to.
Donc, bien évidemment, le défi de construire la structure bois la plus élevée au monde était un défi à relever dans cette perspective de constructeur.
In exactly 1 month, the Mjøstårnet will officially open its doors to the public. 2 years of a construction is nearly completed, but the foundation of Mjøstårnet was not laid 2 years ago, or even 4 years ago, when Arthur Bucart presented us with a napkin with a drawing of what was to become the tallest timber building in the world.
Donc la construction a duré 2 ans. Aujourd'hui, dans un mois, on est prêt à accueillir du public, mais il faut se dire qu'il y a 2 ans, le projet était encore au démarrage.
The foundation for this project was laid over 8 years ago, when the spruce seed that was later to become or used in the glurum structure of the Mjøstårnet was planted in the surrounding areas of Brumunddal. This place is famous for its forestry and wood processing industry. And standing on top of Mjøstårnet, you could actually see where the trees come from and where they were processed into the glurum structure.
Donc c'est une région où est construite cette tour qui est très forte pour sa filière bois, qui est très forte pour ses entreprises, on peut dire, qui travaillent avec le bois. Et quand vous êtes en haut de la tour, vous pouvez voir tout simplement les forêts d'où provient le bois dont elle a été construite. Hein.
Yeah. About 11 to 13,000 trees was used in the production of the glulam structure. So it's very important with a healthy and sustainable forestry if project like Mjøstårnet and other is to succeed.
On a utilisé à peu près 13 000 arbres pour construire cette tour.
The construction industry is a major contributor to the greenhouse gas emissions. And with the later years focus with the climatic changes, we all have a responsibility to choose environmentally friendly materials whenever possible. Wood is a natural material and a renewable material and has a small negative impact on the environment, provided that it comes from a certified and sustainability managed forest. And therefore, by using wood in our buildings, we will contribute to reduce the CO2 content in the atmosphere.
Donc, le domaine de la construction est un domaine qui génère beaucoup de gaz à effet de serre. Tout ça, vous le savez très bien. Le bois, quand il provient, on peut dire, d'une filière durable et d'une filière, il peut contribuer à la diminution, on peut dire, globale de l'empreinte carbone. Et c'est dans cette optique aussi qu'on a choisi, qu'on a fait le choix du bois.
Mjøstene is to be a symbol of this green shift. A proof that tall buildings can be built by using local resources, local suppliers, and sustainable wood materials. And for us, it was very important that the design of the building also reflected this.
Ce qui était important pour nous, c'était pas seulement de travailler avec un matériau durable, mais aussi de travailler dans dans un concept et dans une conception locale, c'est-à-dire avec des producteurs locaux et des menuisiers locaux.
Mjøstene is a small city with only 10,000 residents, about 1.5 hour drive north of Oslo. The site lays next to the riverbank of Brumunddal and gives Mjøstene a majestic appearance as it's overlooking Lake Mjøsa, Norway's largest lake, and its surroundings. The name Mjøstene is Norwegian and means the tower of Lake Mjøsa.
Donc la ville est une petite ville de 10 000 habitants au bord d'un fleuve.
With its distinct architectural appearance, Mjøstene is what you may call a signal building, both in a way it stands out in the landscape, but also with its revolutionary use of timber construction and cladding.
Donc la tour est un bâtiment signal, bien évidemment, c'est-à-dire elle a été conçue comme un emblème pour cette petite ville.
Mjøstene is a modern mixed-use tower, with facilities that both residents, locals, and visitors can exploit. The tower has already attracted a lot of attention, both in Norway and abroad. Most recently, with the prize for the best mixed-use architect in the 2018 New York Design Awards.
Alors la tour, bien évidemment, est un concept d'usage, affiche un concept d'usage mixte. Vous avez de l'habitat, vous avez des espaces de travail, et vous avez aussi, bien évidemment, un hôtel à l'intérieur. Donc vraiment mixité d'usage poussée très loin, pour lequel le projet a été primé.
The tower consists of 18 stories, and with a world record breaking height of 85.4 meters. Each floor is about 640 square meters, and the total program for this project is about 10,500 square meters.
Donc là, il nous a donné des chiffres que vous pouvez voir aussi sur les graphiques. C'est beaucoup plus simple.
The ground floor consists of a restaurant, a lobby, and a public bath.
On monte le restaurant au rez-de-chaussée, les espaces de rencontre au premier.
Then you have a meeting space in the second floor. You have 5 stories of office space.
Des bureaux.
4 stories with hotel rooms. 6th floor with apartments, and in the 2 upper stories you have larger apartments and an event room for weddings, celebration, and bigger conferences. And on top you will have a viewing platform, both public and private, and a large penthouse apartment.
Voilà. Donc vous avez vu, l'habitat est plutôt dans la partie haute.
So, designing the world's tallest timber structure and where to begin. Our first initial idea was to build this project by using an endoskeleton where the construction is on the outside of the building and just protected from the climate or weather with a translucent thin wall. Because why build a tower made of wood if you can't actually see it? And our goal was that when everybody passing by on the main road would instantly notice that this was a timber building.
Alors l'idée de départ, c'était vraiment de faire que la structure soit apparente. On se disait pourquoi construire en bois si on ne peut pas avoir une structure apparente. Donc l'idée, c'était vraiment de revêtir, de barder d'un matériau translucide qui puisse permettre de voir la structure.
To further expose the timber structure, we had the tower raised from the ground giving the visitors really the chance to embrace the construction. But this was not just an design element, it also had a practical function. Because of Lake Mjøsa, it could flood, so we had to be able to withstand a 200-year flood, which will say a water rise in about 4 meters, and we had to make this tower safe from that as well.
Donc l'idée, il faut savoir qu'on est au bord d'un fleuve, donc la perspective d'une montée des eaux de 4 mètres est entrée en jeu, on peut dire, dans la conception de l'édifice. On devait protéger aussi l'édifice du danger d'une inondation, tout simplement.
The overall shape of the building take base in the most efficient way of hotel room layout, and that, in that way creating a narrow rectangular shape. The roof was slanted, giving it an ideal angle to place solar panel, further emphasize the environmentally friendly design concept for this tower. This shape also gave the building its distinct silhouette in the landscape.
Donc l'immeuble, la structure intérieure est plutôt simple, elle ressemble beaucoup à ce qui se fait dans l'hôtellerie. L'inclinaison du toit était essentiellement au départ voulue pour placer des panneaux solaires.
This first draft of the tower used a lot of glass in its facade, but the complexity of the construction to make this work was too complex. We had to abandon this design. We needed to be reasonable and search for a more solvable construction, simplifying and reducing the elements in play to make it possible to reach a buildable solution within time and budget.
Donc là, vous comprenez qu'on est en train de voir les premières esquisses. Hein, ce n'est pas ce qui a été réalisé. Donc, dans ces premières esquisses, il y avait beaucoup de verre, mais on se rendait compte quand même qu'il y avait une grande complexité constructive. Et on a commencé à travailler sur des méthodes pour simplifier, c'est-à-dire pour vraiment arriver à des solutions de simplification.
So instead of glass, we continued to work with an idea of using wood as the main facade material, because after all, it is a timber building. And by working with different size boards and changing the direction we lay them and where we place them, we created a layout which both reflected the construction, but also by interlacing the board gave it a more playful look or facade.
Donc on a commencé à remplacer certains des panneaux de verre par du bois, et ce qui donnait une apparence assez ludique, c'est-à-dire on pouvait varier. Il y avait des variations dans la... Donc là, on est vraiment dans le processus de conception du début. Hein.
Yeah. The amount of glass was reduced to suit its function and at the designated areas showing off the timber construction. So, and diagonal beams were placed as much for design purposes as for construction, because at this time, the final calculation of the construction was not yet finished. So in close collaboration with the engineers at Sweco and Moerven, we kept all our options open.
Donc, à ce moment-là, on était aussi en train de considérer comment allaient apparaître les contreventements, hein, et comment on allait, est-ce qu'ils allaient être visibles ou pas. Donc c'est des choses qui étaient en jeu à ce moment de la conception.
Towards the lakes, the facade still contains mostly out of glass to give the give a nice view of the lake. But also to the north, we implemented a large glass facade, which was to show the movements of the elevators in this building, and in this way give the facade to the north more life, and also the user of the elevators a nice view of Brumunddal.
Donc le côté, on peut dire, un peu panoramique du bâtiment fait que le verre finalement est très présent aujourd'hui dans le bâtiment, et par exemple même la façade nord qui n'avait pas besoin, elle est aussi finalement revêtue de verre en partie pour rendre visibles les ascenseurs, et puis voilà.
So before the final stages of the design process, there were a breakthrough in the calculation of the construction and finally landing on a system that was both strong enough to deal with the height, the fire protection and the wind forces on the site.
Donc au moment des calculs, il y a eu un véritable enjeu pour combiner les trois grands défis de ce bâtiment, donc la hauteur, la résistance au feu et puis la résistance au vent.
load-bearing. So the main load-bearing consists of large glulam structures. this way. As you can see here, the trusser spans from several floors going all the way up to the top, and you have columns and beams internally to make up the horizontal and vertical forces and stiffness of the building. The CLT walls used in this project is a secondary load-bearing structure and is only carrying the elevator shafts and the staircases, but they do not contribute to the building's horizontal stability.
Donc là, vous avez quand même, pour ceux qui s'intéressent un peu plus à la statique, un aperçu, on peut dire, de la conception de cet immeuble poteau-poutre.
Yeah, the average size of the columns is 60 by 60 centimeters, but the largest one in the corner are 1.5 meters, so they are quite huge. And of course, this had an impact on our plan layout as well. And of course, further we went in the project, more input from other consultants came as well, regarding fire safety, building physics, off-site production, and on-site production. For us, this gave a framework for our design that was not initially there when we started.
Donc la mise en œuvre a présenté d'autres enjeux hein, qui n'avaient pas nécessairement été présents au début, notamment en matière de résistance au feu. Donc il y a des choses qui sont venues s'ajouter au fur et à mesure du chantier.
The facade elements were to be produced off-site and transport, and due to the transportation regulation, the best way of utilizing these pre-produced elements were to place them horizontally for each floor, making the most of the length and height of each element. They are attached on the outside of the construction and makes up the envelope of the building. They complete with insulation and external panels already fixed, but they do not contribute to the global stiffness of the building.
Donc les panneaux, on peut dire, de la façade ont été préconçus ailleurs et puis ils ont été transportés et montés sur place et ils comprennent, on peut dire, toute la paroi.
As it proved, flashing was used in the horizontal joints between each element. This flashing also worked as a shield in case of fire inside the construction, preventing fire to expand from floors to floors on the outside. And by choosing acid-proof steel, we would prevent rust drippings as well in the facade.
Donc les joints de ces panneaux de bois contribuent, on peut dire, à l'isolation contre le feu. Donc voilà, c'est quelque chose d'assez technique. Là, il y a quelque chose qui m'a échappé.
Yeah. All the boards are vertical to help prevent uncontrolled dripping from rain and helps keep us control the aging of the wood. And each board is one story tall, so there are no joints here. And on the outside, we placed square and thicker planks in a rhythmic pattern to create more texture and enhance the verticality of this project. But also in doing so, we created a facade that were more suitable and to deal with the winds of time and the changing of the panels due to exposure to sun and rain. So it won't be that evident as timber building all normally has.
Donc le joint, vous voyez, les panneaux en fait sont séparés par des joints métalliques et ces joints, on peut dire, empêchent aussi l'écoulement de l'eau en plus de protéger, on peut dire, la progression du feu en façade.
And by choosing this kind of construction, resembling more of a traditional way of building houses in Norway, we were quite sure that this construction would also stand the winds of time. But the difference is that every wooden panel and construction inside the facade also had to be fireproof, which limited the possibility in choosing different kind of woods and treatment of the facade. In the end, we ended up with a pine product from Woodify, which gave this facade its distinct brownish glow, but also a fireproof facade.
Donc la question du feu a quand même été déterminante dans le traitement du bois et elle a conditionné le choix du bois. You said the wood was pine.
The panels are pine. The construction is spruce.
Okay. So, but it's treated pine, no?
Yeah, it's the. Can I go back with this one? Yeah, you see the. Yeah, the panels here is pine, which is treated to be fireproof with I don't know the English word for it, but
fire retardant.
Yeah, retardant.
Donc,
yeah.
C'est du pain qui est traité avec un produit je sais pas comment on appelle ça. Un produit qui est censé ralentir la progression du feu. C'est la même chose que vous avez dans les couvertures des avions, par exemple.
And speaking of fire, I think this building is perhaps one of the most safest building in this area, and also compared to traditional buildings of concrete and steel. It is designed to withstand a complete fire. And that means a fire that could develop freely without any firefighting efforts.
Ce bâtiment est censé, on peut dire, résister à un feu. C'est-à-dire dans les tests, bien évidemment, ils ont essayé de se mettre dans la situation d'un feu qui ne serait pas à aucun moment combattu, on peut dire, ou empêché par des pompiers. Et il est censé résister à un tel déploiement, à un tel feu.
The construction will retain its carrying capacity in a complete fire circle. Our fire test shows us that the glulam would get a protective layer of coal that makes the fire unable to entertain itself, and it will eventually die out. Even after long-term exposure to fire, the glulam structure with such solid dimension as used in Mjøstårnet will have enough sufficiently large load-bearing core of fresh wood that it will not collapse. The structure is also so spread apart that the fire will fail to keep alive when it's only the construction that burns. Therefore, the tower does not collapse even after fully flared fire in the interior.
L'idée, c'est vraiment de considérer que le bâtiment va tenir même si le feu se déploie entièrement à l'intérieur du bâtiment. C'est-à-dire, il y a un feu qui brûle, le feu va brûler ce qui peut brûler, et le bâtiment doit tenir.
In addition, there are also other measurements made to make this building fire safe. For example, the facade is protected. We have an extra powerful and separated sprinkler system. And each room on each floor is its own fire cell to prevent fire spreading from room to room.
Donc chaque unité dans ce bâtiment est pensée comme une unité étanche hein, qui empêche le déploiement du feu d'une cellule à l'autre. Et bien évidemment, le système de sprinkler est un système spécial avec un jet d'eau beaucoup plus puissant.
So taking all this into account, in the end, the tower was not raised from the ground level. The ground level was raised instead of with 4 meters, mostly due to the construction of the new main road, but also to make sure that in a worst case scenario with a 200-year flood and fire, you would have a safe escape route both for the paramedics and also for the users of the tower.
Donc finalement, le bâtiment n'a pas été surélevé, mais il y a des accès qui ont été aménagés pour pouvoir atteindre le bâtiment, même s'il y avait une inondation de 4 mètres du fleuve.
And also, due to heavy snowing during the winter months, the angled roof could potentially create large snow slides. So instead of exposing the timber structure on the ground level, we chose to make an open roof structure instead. Situated in a more controlled environment, we could safely showcase the timber structure as initially intended, with minimal protection, and still keep our original silhouette, and at the same time reduce the risk of snow slides.
Donc on a renoncé finalement au toit incliné tout simplement parce qu'il neige beaucoup en Norvège, et puis on ne voulait pas risquer d'avoir des masses de neige qui déferlent d'aussi haut.
Still very large in size, the glulam structure was now reduced to a bare minimum. We only placed columns and beams where it was absolutely necessary. And of course, this interfered with our plan layout as well. And when each floor has the same layout, the different windows and placement of the windows would be difficult. So we had to come up with a straight system for the facade. And by placing the windows as close to, for example, the corner columns, we would make people read the size of the columns all the way up the tower. And we could actually see the trusses moving up the facade through the windows, making it a readable facade for the viewer. And with the construction, the open construction on the roof, would also help understand that this is a timber building.
Donc il y a un enjeu de visibilité du bois quand même qui a été tenu et l'idée de faire en sorte que les gens comprennent que c'est une structure en bois et que la structure elle-même est en bois.
Yeah. And the main glass wall to the north was also kept, but we had to use smaller glass instead. And after trying the elevator ride for myself, I must say that this is one elevator ride you won't forget as quickly, because the view towards Brumunddal is amazing.
Donc la façade nord aussi a été maintenue en verre, même si on a réduit la taille des panneaux, et bien évidemment la vue à partir de l'ascenseur est tout simplement formidable.
We know that different materials will be used side by side for many years to come, and that Mjøstrand is not a blueprint of a tall timber building. But sustainable-wise, what's the most important aspect of this building is to show that it is possible to build a tall building made out of wood. And by sharing our experience, we hope that we would inspire others to do the same.
Donc, bien évidemment, il y a d'autres façons d'utiliser le bois. Hein. On n'a pas, on peut dire, le monopole, on peut dire, de l'utilisation du bois en grande hauteur. Mais l'idée, quand même, de ce bâtiment, c'est de montrer qu'il est possible de monter très haut en structure bois.
So, because in the end, we all have the responsibility in choosing environmentally materials whenever possible. But in the same time, we have to choose the material that is right for the job. And I think with Mjøstene, we have proven that this is possible with hand building tall timber structure in wood. So thank you. I think that's for my 20 minutes. So
thank you very much, Arsten. Voilà, donc un très beau projet. J'enchaîne tout de suite donc avec... Non, peut-être qu'il y a quand même... On peut prendre le temps de poser une question. Est-ce qu'il y aurait une question? Oui.
It will open in one month, or the hotel is open for booking now. So the 1st of March, the hotel opened its door. And hopefully the rest of the project will be finished at that time. There are some last moment hardworking people there right now, painting and putting up the last tiles and that sort of thing. So.
Donc, le bâtiment est livré dans un mois, mais vous pouvez déjà réserver une chambre à l'hôtel. Les réservations sont ouvertes. Thank you. Une autre question, rapidement, une dernière, s'il vous plaît.
J'aimerais savoir s'il y a une étude faite sur le risque sismique.
Are you in a seismic zone, a zone where there is a danger of with earthquakes? And how did you the building was designed?
Yeah, no, this building is the visible part of this building is 85.4 meters, but it's anchored to bedrock, and that's 40 to 50 meters below again. So using steel, of course, to make sure that it's fastened to bedrock. I don't think that earthquake has been a major part of this area, but it has been earthquakes there, so it is accounted for by anchoring the building to the bedrock.
Donc voilà, donc le c'est un peu compliqué là, mais je crois que les fondations sont assez solides et puis le socle est voilà, c'est de la roche, donc ça veut dire qu'il n'y a pas de danger de ce point de vue là.